Ben is on the phone. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Dr. Chris.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm very good. Where are you?
Well, I'm calling you from Flushing, Michigan.
Terrific. Flushed with success, we are. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a question for you that I think you might be able to help me out with. It's kind of a two-part, but you can pick which one you want to do, I guess. I was wondering what the weight of the Earth is, or the mass, wondering if it's even possible to calculate how much Earth weighs or how much mass we have on this planet.
Okay, it's a good question, Ben. The stated weight, mass, we should say more accurately, of the Earth is about 6 times 10 to the 24 kilograms. In other words, if you turn that into tons, it's 6 with 21 zeros after it, tons. So pretty heavy. But the big question is, and this is where Dave can help me out, how do we actually know that something on the scale of the Earth that we can't physically put on a pair of scales, how do we know how much that weighs? Because Archimedes famously said, if you give me a lever long enough and somewhere far enough away to stand, I could lift up the Earth. But how would we have calculated how much the Earth actually weighs, Dave?
Well, the simple way of doing this is because anything with a mass affects everything around it due to gravity. You can, and if something's roughly spherically symmetrical, you can assume that all the mass is in the centre of the planet, and it behaves as if it was all the mass was right in the centre due to some neat bits of maths. And so, basically, what you have to do is, if you know how much force, gravitational force, a kilogram of anything will apply to another kilogram of anything, and you know how much force a kilogram of substance is being attracted to the Earth, you know how big the Earth is, you can work out how much mass must be in the Earth. The second part of that is really easy. The working out how much force a kilogram produces is really difficult because it's about 10 to the minus 11 newtons at a metre for between 2 kilograms. And so it's incredibly tiny force, and it wasn't done until near the end of the 19th century. And you essentially do it with very, very large lead masses.
Henry Cavendish, was it? Yep. Did that?
Indeed. And then from that, you can work out how heavy the Earth is, and from that, how heavy everything else is in the universe, really.
Thank you very much, Dave.